Coastal Daybreak here with Mike McHugh and Jake and Ross. And if your parents, if you are parents who have children at home now during the winter break, you'll want to listen to this interview coming up now. And on the phone with us is an author who's going to tell us about a book that she has written that is hopefully going to reinforce learning at home during the pandemic winter break that most parents that have children in schools are experiencing right now. We want to welcome to Coastal Daybreak author and digital education expert, Dr. Mary Ann Burke. Good morning, Mary Ann. How are you?
Good morning. I'm really happy to be able to help you today with this wonderful topic.
Well, it's a very topical topic, given the crazy year that 2020 has, posed to, everybody, including parents, who not only have maybe children at home learning virtually, but over that winter break, and it's been a long winter break for Christmas, that children may, you know, tend to lose some of the things that they picked up in the first semester, first couple months of school, while they're sitting idly at home. This the book you put out came out December 7th. Is it titled Student Engaged Assessment? Is that the title of it?
Yes, that is, and it's Strategies to Empower All Learners. That's our subtitle on it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. What are some of the things that parents can do to share with their children during the COVID-19 winter shutdowns to keep them stimulated, keep their minds going, and not forgetting some of the things that they learned in the last couple months?
Well, right now, many children are playing games or received a game over the holidays from a relative, and so some of the games are kind of boring, mm-hmm. and some of them are really engaging. So what parents can do is they can show the children, this is the game, and this is how it can be played. And I'm thinking about primary grade kids.
Yeah.
But sometimes the games do not adapt well to a child's learning style or to things the kids can do. Like, I'm taking something as simple as Candyland. Now, that's supposed to be for four-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be able to count well. You have to have certain teamwork approaches, you have to learn to be a good sport. There's so many pieces to playing a game that are so healthy for child development that sometimes you have to modify the game rules mm-hmm. and have the kids say, this is the way I'd like to play the game, and this is okay. I actually taught my grandchildren how to play Candyland because they were asking for the game on the internet. And this is something grandparents and relatives can
yeah.
do, is they can call in and teach the children through video chats how to play a game, or have the kids make up the rules and reinforce it and entertain the kids for, you know, 80 minutes or whatever to play a game.
You know, there,
also,
go ahead.
There are kids can play games online with their friends and pair off in teams. And a lot of the, unfortunately, a lot of the kids are playing Minecraft right now. It's just how many hours are they on the video? And I know school is totally on video, so the kids are so used to learning everything and playing on video, but finding that balance every day, so they're getting outside and they're playing games outside and they're taking hikes with their parents, they're taking bike rides, they're just getting scooter rides, whatever. They're just getting out and moving those bodies. And then another thing they can do is they can create holiday cards, thank you notes, greeting cards. One of the things we recently did was we took artwork that the children had just finished and we created snowflakes for thank you notes.
That's neat.
The kids were just so astounded that their beautiful watercolors could be transformed into something totally different. And they were so excited as they saw the new creation. Another thing we did is we took their different art pieces and we cut out forms and we created new modern art forms on the cards. And now they're drawing pictures inside the cards, writing some words. Some of the kids are writing full letters. The older ones can write paragraphs. They can describe how they're playing with the toy and all the steps they take to play with that toy. They can reflect on what they've learned from the toy. There's all kinds of prompts we can build into these little thank you notes. And we can have these wonderful little writers. They can also watch YouTube videos of how to draw a character and then illustrate this, or just, of course, create their own artwork in any way they want. Kids love talent shows. They love to make, you know, magic tricks, tell jokes, direct a play, sing a song, play music, dance in a holiday program. I've gone to many holiday programs over the years with my children,
uh-huh.
my grandkids. They love to do that. And then we can go on and on.
Well, I'll tell you, what you just put out there to the audience, it seems like the vacation time isn't long enough to put to sandwich in all of these learning activities. I want to take it back to the top where you're talking about just traditional games children can play. And I think of my childhood as far as playing like Monopoly, for instance. But you have the game itself for the entertainment value. But what I guess a kid doesn't realize, but it is sinking in, it's nurturing, is if you're calculating score, you're learning math, and if you're reading instructions, you're learning how to read and comprehend. So there's a lot of life lessons that stay with you after playing what appears to be ostensibly just a little game of like Monopoly, for instance. And there's a lot in that type of game, Monopoly, for instance, that teaches you many other things. So you never, until you started talking about these different things, it really doesn't resonate with, if I'm 59 and a half years old, it doesn't really like, oh yeah, it taught you how to do math and reading. I'm also thinking too, for the child who is maybe in late elementary school like myself, this might be a time for parents to break out the family checkbook if they have a tangible checkbook, or even like a family budget, and say, hey, you want to play with some numbers? You can write checks out for mommy and daddy. I used to do that for my parents, and I loved it. They hated seeing the money go out. I didn't know what it was. I was just, signing the bills or signing the checks, and they were, telling me which ones to pay. I think that's a good life lesson.
Oh, it's an excellent lesson, and what we really like to do is we like to have the children start learning how to make a budget,
mm-hmm.
particularly middle and high, and I have lots of examples in the book on what they can do. So one of the things we like to do is it can start as simple as, let's go on an outing this week. How much does gas cost?
Mm-hmm.
And they have to research that. What should we have to eat? And then they figure out the budget for the food and plan with the parent to get the food. And then, are there any entrance fees? I'm just thinking, go to the local park or whatever,
yeah.
where they can, maybe look at elephant seals or whatever, wonderful attraction you can do in nature. And they actually create the budget for one outing. And then you take that budget from one outing, and then they start learning how to budget for food every week. And I know children that are doing the grocery shopping on a budget, working out the food menu with the parent,
mm-hmm.
and learning how to manage it. Our job as parents is to coach our kids into being self-reliant, capable, and having the ability to take care of ourselves by the time we go, are 18 or we go off to college or go off and get a job. We need to be able to take care of ourselves. So how do we nurture that along the way? And yes, the checkbook is one of my favorite activities because they need to learn how to budget. They also need to, if they have a cell phone, they need to know what the cost of that is.
Exactly.
They need to know mm-hmm. what the different cell phone plans cost. They need to comparison shop on all kinds of things. If they need certain items in the household, how much does this cost? If you need to do some sort of remodeling project, a lot of families are doing projects at home. How many square feet are floor space for carpeting? How many square feet are floor space for other types of floor coverings,
mm-hmm.
window coverings, paint? I put kids to work. They love to make money. They love to save for things. And they need to learn how to budget and plan ahead. And getting them to work cooperatively with you on a big project is one of the awesome things we can do. Cooking is a huge one. Lots of math and cooking. Let
yeah,
them design all the recipes and figure it all out.
You know, it's funny you say that, Marianne. I noticed teenagers, young teenagers at the grocery store by themselves with notepads, and I see them looking at the label and jotting stuff down. Next time I see that, I'm going to have to ask them what they're doing. And in fact, maybe they have read Student Engaged Assessment, your book. That would be really kind of bringing it all back home. You talk about some of the other activities, and I just want to reinforce this. We live in a military community, and you talk about making cards and notes, and that would be a good activity for, and you outline this in your book, to have children write notes to the troops. And we have several major bases around here, Marine Corps bases in eastern North Carolina. It'd be something children could adopt and take on themselves. Tell us again the title of the book, and where is the book available?
The book is available on Amazon. It's called Student Engaged Assessment: Strategies to Empower All Learners. I'm the co-author. Laura Greenstein is the super evaluator expert, and I had built in all these case studies of what has worked in schools.
Yeah.
When kids look at this is what I need to learn. These are the ways I can show I need to learn it. This is how it applies to my real life. And I'm going to reflect on this and think about how I can use this in other ways and what I learned from it.
I think the book is applicable to people of all ages. I wouldn't just restrict it to children and parents. I think both can learn from this. Fantastic. Thank you for taking time out of your holiday morning to join us here on Coastal Daybreak. Mary Ann Burke, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Mary Ann Burke, the author of Student Engaged Assessment, and it's out by Roman and Littlefield, and it just came out where books are sold at Amazon. Pick up a copy today.